The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
This is the Players Lounge, broadcasting live from Dallas Cowboys World Headquarters at the Star. Now, your hosts, Barry Church, Danny McCray, Hecma Harrison, and Nui Scruggs.
Players Lounge, off-season edition. Let's ride.
Let's do it.
That's right.
That's right.
Man.
He letting folks ride.
Danny McCray. Hecma Harrison.
Yeah, man.
Barry Church.
What's happening?
I'm Nui Scruggs. And folks riding right on out of town. Man. Folks riding right out of town. Lots to get to today. So. I mean, let's just start with the news yesterday.
Did they drop in the middle of the Eagles game?
Trying to cover it up.
These things that Danny McCray has been asking for are slowly coming to pass.
Oh, man. I know y'all listening.
Kellen Moore is no longer the offensive coordinator. 1 year left on his deal. He's gone. And I was at that press conference with everyone else and we asked about Kellen Moore. He was noncommittal. I'm like, yeah, this dude gone.
It's over with.
Tried to ask about Brian Schottenheimer, ducking and dodging around that. So they're going to need a new quarterbacks coach. Doug Nussmeier is gone. They're going to need a new offensive coordinator because Kellen Moore is now gone. And we presume that Mike McCarthy will call plays. That's what David Moore, the Dallas Morning News, has put out there. It's not been confirmed yet. So Danny McCray, the things you've been talking about, boom, happening.
Yeah, and it's not even so much of Kellen Moore being gone. It was more of putting in the play calling responsibilities in Mike McCarthy's hands. Okay, when he first got here, when he interviewed for the job, the whole thing was been in the lab. I've been studying the game, and I know all the ins and outs, and I got this new stuff that's going to work because I've been in the lab. You know who was not in the lab with him? Kellen Moore. So they're not even studying the same thing. So what we've been looking for, based off what he said in an interview, we haven't gotten a chance to see. But now, the likelihood of Big Mike being the play caller is very high. And I'm excited.
I'm excited
about it, man, because I want to see. I want to see, like, we sit here and we say, hey, man, we're going to give Mike all the negative when stuff goes bad because it starts with him, right? If something goes bad on defense and they make a bad play, whatever, it's Dan Quinn. But really, it's penalties and all that stuff is on Mike McCarthy. Play calling. Oh, man, Kellen Moore tripping, man. We don't know, man. No, not now. Right. We get to see if the offense is successful, we put it on Big Mike because that's what he said he came here to do. And if it's negative, you can't hide, but it ain't no more hiding. Mm. It's just you, bro. It's just you. And I'm excited to see it because I actually think he's going to be successful.
Players Lounge brought to you by Tostitos, by the way. Hecma, good morning.
Good morning, Nui.
Kellen Moore gone. Reaction.
What
the big story. The big story.
It's been a long weekend, man. You know, I'm going to step out of it, man. Jazz, bring some of that monkey. What's that monkey butt? That monkey butt paste powder.
Yeah.
I'm chafed right now.
They tried to help you out, bro. They dropped the news in the middle of the game.
They keep my mind off of it. Man, it sucks, though.
There's no ifs, ands, or buts
about it. But I like what you said because Mike McCarthy is one of those coaches in the NFL that never gets any of the praise, but gets all of the criticism. And his offense associated with Kellen Moore, they almost separate him from that, which is crazy because he's an offensive coach. And we talked about it last week, and I think I made the statement that he came with the house, you know. And so when he came with the house, Mike McCarthy had to deal with all of his shortcomings. Mm-hmm. But for me, I think I take another perspective for this for Mike McCarthy. I think it puts him firmly on the hot seat he's already been on, but I think it intensifies the heat because now, if this offense isn't clicking, Nussmeier's out the door, Moore's out the door, and now it's all firmly placed on you. And if this offense isn't even aesthetic or the numbers aren't there, I think all of this is going to come back to him and the offense that he's been trying to run for the last 3 years. Look, he's been in a situation with this offense where the numbers have been there, but just the visual aesthetics hadn't been there, and people are not pleased. I think the one thing you could look at this whole Cowboys season has been the fact that the offense has been inept at times. Period.
Okay, I hear you on that point, but I'll push back and say then they need to upgrade the talent. Okay, you know, you can't just tell, okay, hey, Mike, here's hoping Jalen Tolbert gets better. do something. I mean, get a guy some weapons. I mean, whoever's here, whoever's going to be the play caller, be it Mike McCarthy, wherever, upgrade your talent, man.
You've already had those instances where you had the talent. You had Amari Cooper on this roster, and you still got the same result. I'm saying
right. Was the general manager?
Either way, all I'm saying is right now, putting it in Mike McCarthy's hands, I think if he's going to go out on his shield, he wouldn't want to go out any other way. I know I wouldn't.
Go down swinging, right?
Yeah, if the show's going to be, if I'm going to reap all the blame for it, at least let it be me. And coming in, like you just said, Mike McCarthy, before he was hired, he was a guy that we all respected as an offensive play caller. He had that laminated sheet talking to him. You know what I mean? That's how we know him. He hadn't been that here. He's been more of a coaching the coaches has been his role, and we haven't gotten that from him. And so it's going to be interesting to see if we haven't had that confirmed yet, if he is going to be the play caller, what his offense is going to be like.
I don't understand it, to be honest with you guys. I don't get it.
Yeah.
You know, look, to me, Kellen Moore, yeah, there's instances throughout the year where it's like, man, you don't know about that call. I don't know about this call. But this man has consistently had a top 10 offense out there. And so you can't sit there and tell me you lose quarterback one, you QB one, you lose Dak Prescott for the first five games. The man goes 4-1. He tailor-made the offense to fit Cooper Rush, and it had success. Am I wrong with that?
The defense balled out during that time.
I mean,
but yes, they did. Yes,
so
they did.
He was able to do that. He was able to go out there and have a top 10 rushing unit.
Right.
Passing attack with the weapons that he had. He still had, you know, numbers out there for Dak Prescott in his offense. So to me, I don't understand it. You know, I feel like they're putting a lot on Kellen Moore and not putting the emphasis on what really happened on the football field. Like, we all understand why this offense was where it was at. In the playoffs and towards the end of the year. We all understand that. And it's not the coordinator going out there.
I know where you're going with this, BC. You better not.
Is it? Am I wrong, though? Am I wrong?
Who are you putting it on, though?
Am I wrong?
Who are you putting it on?
Well, you know I'm putting it on.
But with
17
that,
and 13
but,
games?
But with that being said, though, so what do you do, though? So you're not getting rid of the quarterback, all right?
So
the connection between the offensive coordinator, the quarterback coach, and your quarterback who's going to be here is obviously not working. There is you already said leader of men. Who can go to Dak and say, hey, man, hey, you effing up, bro? Is Kellen Moore that guy? Do you see him being the guy to say, Dak, hey, it's time for you to come sit down, bro?
We need to figure out why you're doing
17. We need to figure out who that guy is to say, hey, bro, this is not working right for you. And I will say this, my brother from LSU, Mr. Ryan Clark, had a crazy stat that I saw it on Friday and I was going to put it in the group, and then I watched this morning, I seen it again. 229 points by the defense. Over 20% of the Cowboys' points in the last 2 years have been because of the defense. So he's pointing at, hey, man, we got this offense that's scoring all these points. 229 of them, which is the highest in the league over the last 2 years, are because of the defense. So when you look at that, hey, man, this our offense is the best in the league and it's top 10 and all that, putting you in scoring position and giving you short fields or having a scoring defense is a big reason for why you say, man, we're scoring all these points. And it takes me back to the 26-point quarter for Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. And we put out a 50-burger on Indy. Come on, dog. We all watched that game.
Right.
And then a year from now, you're going to say we put a 50 on Indy. But we remember what it was like watching it and being like, man, why we almost about to lose to these guys? And then your defense start making plays, giving you short fields, and then you're putting up 26 in that quarter. It's like, oh, the offense is rolling. No, it ain't. you imagine it to be like the Eagles or Kansas City when they have their offenses like, hey, man, these dudes are scoring on every drive.
Right.
That's not what you saw from us, but we still somehow ended up with a top 10 defense. Even with putting up the performance against Washington, you put up the performance against Tennessee, and you still had a top 10 defense. We like, I mean, offense, I'm like, that ain't – that's not – the eye test doesn't tell me that that's the type of offense where you say the offensive coordinator is hitting on all cylinders and they rolling.
Church, here's where I'll push back on what you say. You don't understand it. And what gets you here may not get you there. And I'll just give you a couple of examples of where I saw some things, and at the time I said I didn't really agree with it. Dwayne Casey wins Coach of the Year for the Toronto Raptors. Masai Ujiri says, you know what, thank you. We're going to move on. Puts in Nick Nurse. They're going to win a championship. Doug Collins. I've been a big Jordan fan since he came to the league, but I thought those were some good Bulls teams, but they just kept getting beat by the Pistons like they're a better team. Boom, puts in Phil Jackson. Tony Dungy. All the great years he had with the Buccaneers. And I'm like, man, you know, you're going to replace this guy with John Gruden? They won a Super Bowl with Gruden. My boy Gary Patterson at TCU, man, that was my guy. They replaced him last year with Sonny Dykes. You know, played their first national championship game since 1938. Andy Reid in Philadelphia. That great run. Took him to a Super Bowl. They said, you know, we're going to move on. They bring in Doug Peterson. They win a Super Bowl in 2 years. Peterson gets run off. I'm like, wow, you run off a Super Bowl coach. They bring in Nick Sirianni, and here they are. And then I look at Rick Carlisle. Rick Carlisle was a very good coach in Detroit. They let him go. They bring in Larry Brown. So sometimes, and I say this, that, yeah, you can be good and very good, but sometimes you need to go find something to get you something better. And with Dak Prescott, I thought John Machota said it good last night on Channel 5 on my show when he said he hadn't seen Dak Prescott. The last three games for Dak Prescott, you know, you hadn't seen him at this low level in his career. And then maybe you need to go ahead and say, guys, we've run this thing as far as we can run it. We need to do something different. And I keep going back to what Danny said was when Mike got here. This guy's secret sauce was supposed to be out calling plays, win a Super Bowl. We haven't seen it. When Jerry had Wade Phillips here, now if you guys remember, had Brian Stewart the first year calling defenses. Then Jerry was like, hey, I brought you in here, Wade, to do what you do. And they ran off Brian Stewart and they had Wade call the plays, call the defense. So if you, and I'll end it with this. Remember when Bill Parcells said, if I'm going to get fired with the Giants, I'm going to get fired my way. Change it around. And that's kind of advice he gives to other coaches. Hey, man, they go fire you at some point, okay? Make sure you get fired your way, not their way.
And I get it. You know, different voice may be shaking things up a little bit. You may get more out of this person. But are we sure, you know, McCarthy's that guy to be able to get the most out of him? Because if we look back at it, his last 2 years in Green Bay, he was calling those plays 7-9, 4-7-1 before getting fired. Been in the lab, but that was, you know, two, three years ago he was in the lab. Now we coming out here, you think he's just going to knock it off? Hey, I got this. I don't know. Why blow up a good thing?
You
got
to try.
Why blow up a good thing, though?
So what's your good thing got you? Points in two playoff games.
But what his job is to make sure the offense is productive, right? And it was productive. But the players on the field weren't executing.
Also, go back to what Heck said. Hey, man, you had to take this dude that came with the house the same way Wade had to take Jason Garrett. Like, if you want the job, got to take him. Okay.
And I really kind of side with what Barry's saying because even your comp that you're given is based off of replacing the guy at the helm, not the position coach. So if it comes down to just the voices that you're hearing, the guys that's, you know, coaching these guys up, then okay, let's go with that. That's a move that should have been made a long time ago. Or at least Mike should have made it clear that, look, this guy needs to be coached up. At some point after the 17th interception, like, we got to come to an agreement that this is getting us beat, this is getting us killed, and potentially going to get a lot of people fired. So they knew that was coming down the pipeline before the divisional game.
Well, they're clearly hitting a reset button. Offensive coordinator gone, quarterback.
I mean, they're remodeling. This is full remodel.
The only dude hanging out, and I don't know why, is a wide receiver coach.
Yeah. Well, look.
He stayed clean. I mean, I'm just trying to figure that one out.
My question.
We can spot on the offense. He clean.
What do you think they was telling Dak?
Hit behind Linda Wells.
Throughout this year while he was him and Linda.
He hit behind Linda.
Linda and tight ends right in front.
They also are receivers. Nah, man, listen, Dak threw 17 interceptions, bro. There's a time when somebody, the head coach or whoever, said, hey, man, Kellen, I believe it. Hey, man, go talk to the guy. You guys get on the same page so we can figure out how you guys are going to get this fixed. And then the next week, pick six. They like, hey, Kellen, hey, we need you to talk to this guy. Ask him what type of plays need to be called for him to be successful. What is it he's not seeing? Like, are you guys on the same page, seeing the same thing for when we making these checks or what reads he's supposed to be making? Is he buying to it in the film room when he say, oh, man, you're right. I saw it the same way you saw it, and I actually made a mistake. Or you just come back the next week, and you're like, hey, I don't think the voice that Kellen is – we keep sending a guy in there to get the job done, and the job ain't getting done. 17 of them, bro. Yeah. And the last game was just, hey, man, we was ready. We was ready. You just think they clicking on all cylinders, especially coming off the game before against Tampa, and they're like, okay, I think Kellen got to him.
Surprise.
I think he got to him. I think he got to him.
No.
Because Kellen, he's the only guy that you sending in there besides Mike McCarthy at that time. So yeah, I don't know. I don't dislike the guy. As a matter of fact, he might be with your guy now. So you have all this right here. I think they're making a bad decision. You are gonna find out soon, my brother.
And you know,
you go down there to Los Angeles, all right. We'll talk about it.
He gonna change his whole tune.
Did we see these plays though throughout the year where Katz is running wide open?
Yeah, we did.
Oh yeah.
Even in the playoff game. Michael Gallup, wide open on the post. CeeDee Lamb, T.Y. Hilton, wide open on one of the seams. And it came down to decision-making.
Yeah.
Is it the offensive core? I mean, is he going to go on the field and say, all right, I need you to pass it to this guy right here. I need you to pass it to that guy right here. He's not playing Madden. He doesn't have the controller. He can't, tell the quarterback where to throw the football.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you guys are all right. You know, when they put an investment in that quarterback, it ain't going to be the quarterback that's going to go. It's going to be the coach. So
no, I'm telling you, and we're talking about Kellen possibly going to the Chargers. If he does that, and with the quarterback that they have that can make all of those throws, and they're the number one offense, then it's going to answer all those questions and what are they doing in the postseason and so forth. But I just look, even that last game, if you look at the way that it was the objective that they came in with the game plan, they had some plays that were open. Dak just didn't make the right decisions. You take those three or four plays back, just like you can see in the NFC or the AFC game. It all comes down to just decisions, like those final moments. A penalty here, that could make the whole game. We went through this season where we saw throw after throw after throw that was made, and we go, oh, that cost us the game. You could go back to the Jacksonville game. Any game that multiple interceptions were thrown in, that's your ball game right there, because you cannot do that, especially in the playoffs. Look, San Francisco will beat us 100 times after 100 if Dak plays like that.
But what do you do with your quarterback if he's turning the ball over like that? What type of throws do you give him? What type of plays are you calling for him to get comfortable? You hear it all the time. Hey, man, get him out of the pocket. Get him a sprint out, okay, straight to the flag.
He on the hot seat, too.
Let him get some. Uh-huh.
He on the hot seat, too.
No, I'm talking about the OC.
Okay.
Like, what do you do?
Yeah.
Hey, man, let me get this guy some easy throws. We got to figure out a way to get his confidence right.
I think the easiest throw is what? The slant? Did you say slant?
Slant or sprint out.
sprint out.
Cut off half the field. They got a guy running the levels. Like, whatever that is. Yeah, do that.
Man, ain't gonna do it. Like y'all already said. And I trust y'all with this, man. It's like, just be patient. He'll give you one.
He turned into that guy.
Yeah, he turned into that guy. Did. And so how do you unturn a guy from being that guy?
And I'm glad you said the AFC game, because you know the NFC game. All right, yeah.
It was whack.
All right, yeah. Because we know you watched it.
It was whack.
We know you saw it.
Why your gear?
What about my gear? What you talking about?
No cowboy gear? No star? You that man?
You usually do come in here with cowboy
stuff. You do know some ill stuff, too.
I'm hurt, dog. I've been, seriously, dog. I've been upset for about 8 days.
Man. Boycotting now.
Man,
right?
I'm pissed.
Boycotting.
Yeah. It's not about boycotting.
What's the number one reason why you upset?
Because, look, one, the Eagles are going to the Super Bowl. I just keep it real. Like, it's sickening to me, you know? We played them twice. You know, the team that legit we beat down here at the house. And
who was the quarterback?
Look, we're not going to go back to that. But all I'm saying,
beat down? They put up 34.
You asked me what was wrong. I'm telling you what's wrong. Hey, let me finish. Okay.
All right. You beat down the Eagles.
We beat down the Eagles.
So you saw yourself in the NFC
Championship. I saw myself. Why does this have to happen to us over and over again? Mm. Why does this continue to happen? Danny, somebody got to explain. Why does this keep? We get a defense that's balling out, and all of a sudden, our offense can't go. Then we'll fix the offense and the offense. And then, come on, dog.
Church, they ran.
Come on,
the
dog.
Eagles ran out there Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown.
They did.
We ran out there who?
CeeDee Lamb.
Who? Like who?
And the maybes.
Who? Like who? Like who? What? CeeDee and maybes. When you look, like, no, I'm serious, though. When you look at the moves that are made in the team that they have out there.
Yeah. But you just clearly just stated, like, top 10 in these numbers. You have the numbers, everything that should be able to compete. You look at everybody else around the league. I'm not looking at my offense and saying, oh, this offense can't be competitive. We can't compete with this team because, oh, we got CeeDee Lamb and we don't have nobody else. Come on, dog. We got TP. We got you winding me up. See, he know what he's doing. He know what he's doing. He winding me up. See how he's sipping right now? No, I will not be that guy.
We're not saying they can't compete.
Not today on the present.
we just saying, look at the teams who were playing yesterday and what they have on their roster compared to what you got. Okay, you got CD, and then you go to the Eagles and what they got. AJ and Devontae, right? And they also got Miles Sanders and Jalen Hurts.
Dallas Goedert.
Mahomes and Kelce are all you need. I'm just telling you. Mahomes and Kelce are all you need.
Take my point away.
No, I'm not.
Cincinnati. I love how you do it.
You already talking about it. that their wide receiver core is top of the
best
league.
Best in the league. Best in the league.
T. Higgins, Boyd, Chase. They drafted guys. They brought them in. You got your quarterback. Then look at us. James Washington.
Dennis Houston.
See, Jalen Tolbert's not doing that.
Tolbert.
T.Y. Hilton couldn't do that. Look at that.
What are we talking about, bro?
I don't know.
It's not the same. The recipe is there. Hey, man, this is what you need to do
in order to be.
Yeah.
You need playmakers. And we didn't have any of those.
You know what else those teams got?
The general manager, man.
What they got?
They got Hurts. They got Mahomes. I'm just saying. They got them guys.
Dak has been better. He has been better. So we've seen it. So therefore, I believe that he can be that player. I just think he needs something different. Because nobody ever said he was a horrible player when Kitna was here. When he had a guy in his ear that he had some respect for, I was like, hey, man, I got to listen to this guy. He has success, and he knows what the heck he's talking about. Right? So get a guy in his ear like that. And see what happens.
James Ingram used to sing a song called Just Once.
I ain't gonna do that. Y'all, the man that got beat up in the press last week.
I did my best, but I guess my best wasn't good enough because here we are back where we were before. Seems nothing ever changes. Tired of being straight.
You gotta sing I can't sing it like James.
I did my best. You know, that one between playing that. So that's when you go, you play them old R&B tunes. That one, then you get the old Teddy Pendergrass.
Yes, it did.
Another love TKO. I mean, that's where you at, man.
So I gotta know though. So you keeping Kellen Moore?
Huh?
Would you have kept?
No.
Church, you would have kept Kellen?
Yeah, I would have kept him, man.
And I
kept
him. No, I don't know.
Okay, so 3-1.
No, I would have kept him, man.
Look,
who you would have got rid of?
I say running back.
You enjoy this.
This offense was not.
Yeah, we go to once a week. Well, no, we go to once a week in January. Church be like, yeah, okay. running back.
Remember Jacksonville ran it back with Blake Bortles?
Yeah.
That was different.
We all knew Blake Bortles.
I didn't say Dak is nowhere near.
you said the problem is the problem.
The problem is the problem. Turnovers are the problem.
Yeah, you got to stop.
And who has the most turnovers?
Yeah, 17. We do.
I'm just saying.
When we come back.
He ain't Blake Bortles, though.
Kellen Moore is leaving. Dan Quinn is staying.
Skip, he out, too.
We'll dive into more of the coaching moves that have happened here.
What are we doing with Eric Church,
Harris, and Danny McCray, Newey Scruggs. This is the Players Lounge brought to you by Tostitos on DallasCowboys.com.
It's Smoothie King's original angel food and new angel food slim without added sugar. You no longer have to choose between treating yourself and hitting your goals this summer. You don't have to choose between great taste and feeling great. Because at Smoothie King, every blend is made with whole fruits and no syrups. So you can satisfy your cravings without compromise. The only choice you will need to make is which one is best for you. Try our classic angel food or the new angel food slim, blended without added sugar. Smoothie King. Rule the day.
Attention Cowboys fans looking for the best shave of your life. There's a new official razor of the Dallas Cowboys, Shave Logic. Imagine not having to buy blades as often and getting more smooth shaves than your old razor, guaranteed or your money back. After more than 10 years of research and over 150 company patents, Shave Logic is proud to offer Cowboys fans a special offer. For a limited time, visit ShaveLogic.com and get a free $10 gift card with your purchase. Go to ShaveLogic.com now for more smooth shaves guaranteed.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. You hear that? I'm a torrential downpour. Torrential? What's that even mean? It means you can't see out of your windshield. And if you have the wrong car insurance, you might have to make it rain to fix your bumper.
So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Bar and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
And they snap it to Prescott, who looks right. It's not there. He escapes left. He'll run for a first down.
Just like football, when it comes to crypto, it's important to have a team you can trust. With Blockchain.com, I know I'm in good hands. Since 2011, they've been trusted by millions around the world to buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency.
Prescott's going to run this himself. Run it up the middle, and he scores.
Whether you're new to crypto or an active trader, they've got you covered. What are you waiting for? Get started at Blockchain.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Back to the Players Lounge.
This is how we country. Country Music Party of the Year has come to the Ford Center at the Star in Frisco. The Academy of Country Music Awards are always bringing you country music's brightest stars together under one roof. And no one does a country like Texas. Witness history on May 11th. Get your tickets at SeatGeek.com.
Appreciate it, Heckman Harrison. You're the Players Lounge, brought to you by Tostitos. Heckman Harrison. Barry Church, Danny McCray. I am Newey Scruggs.
Yes, sir.
Tyler Biotis becomes the eighth Cowboy going to the Pro Bowl this week. He replaces Eagle center Jason Kelce. So, Tyler Biotis, another draft pick of the Cowboys, now heading to the Pro Bowl.
Congratulations.
Stats.
You love to see it.
Stats matter, man.
So, they got eight Pro Bowls.
Yeah.
Connor McGovern, did he make the Pro Bowl?
No.
Connor Williams. I mean, everybody was, you know, like, hey, man, we made a mistake. Maybe send me Tyler Biotis. He's going to the Pro Bowl. Yeah. Good for him.
Eight Pro Bowlers, man.
Eight.
That's a lot of talent on a roster. That's a lot of eight Pro Bowlers?
You got eight Pro Bowlers.
And 14 points.
But we, 12 but we points, sent 12 Tolbert points. Out there.
We got one touchdown in the playoff game.
Dennis Houston yeah. out there. James Washington.
I'm about to say, yeah, this is your offensive coordinator dialed up.
Diet
one
Coke,
touchdown.
Got the Diet Coke offense. One touchdown.
One touchdown.
Y'all really going to put that all on Kellis?
Hey, man.
Bro, your offensive coordinator got to be able to get you some points up, bro.
Bro, what? What? Am I mistaken?
Them boys.
Did I see the same game?
Hold on, man.
Yeah.
You were there. You saw the right one.
We've already established the quarterback's not going anywhere. So there you go. Snacks. And Mike McCarthy, as Danny has been saying, you brought this guy in here. Let this guy do what he does. Let the guy do what attracted you to bring him here. It's time. We've danced this thing long enough. It's time. You got Dan Quinn back now. Okay, Dan Quinn is your defensive coordinator. By the way, Heckma, yeah. Full credit to you. Said he wasn't going anywhere. You were all about it, you know, good on you. And here's my theory, by the way, why Dan Quinn is back.
I need some popcorn for this theory because this better be good.
It's real simple.
Okay.
Colts, no quarterback. Arizona, quarterback, got the last coach fired. He hurt. Denver, you know that quarterback. Why stake your job on three situations that you like? Better for you to stay here and either replace the man, because we know the owner has been fond of replacing people he pays as much as a head coach to, or wait on a job where there's a real quarterback. This is a quarterback league. He recognizes it from his last job. So, hey, that's my theory. Because I don't think any of those jobs are jobs. If I'm saying this is my last ride, I ain't ride with Russell Wilson. I ain't ride with Kyler Murray.
That's right.
And there's nothing up there with the Colts. And I think the owner wants to hire Jeff Saturday anyway.
You know what? I'm going to agree to disagree in that situation. I think that Dan Quinn from the beginning knew that this is the place that he wanted to be just because of his ability to bring in his guys on defense. For the same reason that you're talking about, that he wouldn't go to this other place because of the quarterbacks, he's staying here because of his ability to build all of his pieces here on defense.
So then why did he spend all summer long going over his plans to do the interviews? He spoke about that. I did all this summer. So you're not taking that time to come up with your playbook, design, stat, all, you're not doing all that if you just say, I'm going to stay right here.
I mean, that goes completely against everything that you were just saying then. If he's been doing these mock interviews all summer to finally get three positions and then he turns them down because they don't have the quarterback, I mean, there are only 32 of these jobs out there and he can't get this one. So he's going to be the DC. So there has to be something that's keeping him here.
Are you sure?
No. I'm just saying that what he has here, first of all, what he's getting paid, all right, and his ability to bring in-house his own guys, all right. That to me, if he had that same, and if you had it in Denver, if you had it in Indy, you those still have some defenses with some meat on it. You got some
players. Quarterback league, bro.
No, I understand that. But what I'm saying is Dan Quinn has the ability here at Dallas. That's why he stayed. He stayed because he's like, look, I have a good opportunity here. And chances are, like you guys are hinting to, if anything does happen at the top, I feel like I'm the next guy in line. Possibly.
If the Colts had Joe Burrow or Andrew Luck there, then the guy gone. Go take that job.
If the Colts had Joe Burrow or any of those other guys, they wouldn't be looking for a head coach.
But I'm just saying, here's a job. So if the Charger job, if they fired the Charger job, but without a
that
real quarterback.
That guy's a meathead.
I'm just saying, but unless you're the man, and that this is what I got told. The man wasn't leaving just to take a job without a quarterback because it's a quarterback league. So before I go do that, I can stay right here, keep doing what I'm doing.
Or you're a coach that recognizes that you're in the best place. You got one of the best players in the league, and you feel like you're on the cusp of something great. Why can't we be that?
I'm on Nui's side.
Why you can't say that, dog? With your green shirt on today, dog.
The man looked out.
You did that on purpose, too,
man,
dog. I know you did.
No. The man looked out there, and he saw exactly what we saw out of Let's Ride. Okay, the same stuff we came here, made fun of Kyler Murray about not studying, and all of a sudden he got the ACL, so you don't even know when he's going to be available, he's going to be right. Why would you go there? Why would you go there? If he's really waiting for the perfect opportunity, it's not available right now. If you got the option to say, hey, man, I'm still hot. No matter what happens. So next year, I'll probably be in an even better position, and it may be a opening that comes available where there's a guy like with the Chargers. Well, hey, this dude just stinking it up. But he has a squad who we believe should be competing for at least their conference title. Yeah, I'm going to take that one. Am I happy the dude is back? Hell yeah. What do you mean? I don't care why he's back. I'm just glad he's back.
Right.
I'm glad he's back because we know that the players respond to Dan Quinn. We just got to get an offensive coordinator that the players respond to.
When you hired D'Amico Ryans to the Denver job, make sure you keep him.
No. I said,
make sure you keep him when he fix it. When he fix Les Ryan and he fix that defense, don't fire him after 1 year after he do his thing.
I see somebody posted that the Texans were interested in D'Amico Ryans, and the tweet was like, oh, no.
I tweeted out there, man. Don't do that.
Don't do it.
Was that you?
I was one of them. Don't do that. Look at the past performances. Negroes don't last long, so it's just I wouldn't do it. The chocolate milk is gone. They poured out the chocolate milk after years.
The milk's gone bad.
We got that bad batch.
Man.
I wouldn't be the next one.
I hate to see it.
They turned him in and out of there. He ain't lying.
Yeah. I called Dan Quinn. Why stay? Okay, I would do that. D'Amico gonna have another good D next year before I go down to Houston, man. That's unstable. they were what the Browns were 10 years ago. Like, man, what you going down there for, man?
That's cold.
Don't do it. Don't do it. I remember Hugh Jackson tried to hire somebody I knew. He's like, Hugh, I ain't going over there. Cleveland? Like, no.
I don't want to hear nothing about Hugh Jackson, that stuff he pulled, that video. Oh, you see the video, bro?
Man. Hey. He's going to be coaching D2 real soon. You're going to see him in Angelo State or someplace because he, man, I don't know what he's doing.
They take that Deion did, so now everybody like, we're going to try all these, and then Ed Reed and went out there to Bethune-Cookman and lost his temper. And
then, just got me out here cleaning up.
What's wrong with Ed, man? Ed, stop it, man.
Stop it.
I was on his side. Then I seen the video. I said, bro, you can't be talking. This one, old school people need to stay off social media like that, bro. You know he don't need to be on no Instagram Live. One, but 300 people watching that dang thing.
Riding around the clean.
It ain't even clean my office. Go tell him that, bro.
Wait a minute. What is that, man? Had 300 people.
Bro, I said, man, it got to be about 50,000. It caught fire because somebody reposted it, not because a whole bunch of people was watching it.
Right.
And they reposted it because they was like, man, this dude, wow.
And
like,
I get fired because of Instagram.
It looked like that R. Kelly interview, man. When R. Kelly sat down with Dale King.
Y'all killing me. And then Dion called in. I'm like, man. I said, man, Ed, bro, I don't want you to go out like this, bro. I got respect for Ed Reed as a safety, bro. He got Dion. Yeah, man, bro. Yeah, he said, man, just let it go, bro. Just let it. I said, oh, man, this is what we doing, bro. This is what we doing.
I'm not laughing at this.
Dion, give him a Colorado.
Give him something.
Dion said, hell no.
Get out of the Colorado.
Nah, he's staying in South Florida with that right there.
See, my coffee wasn't ready.
Bro. And I get it, though, but that's, you know, like, golly, it's just a bad look. It's a bad look. So shout out to him. But Hugh, man, ooh, he wildin'. Hey, your man had the belt buckles and all that stuff with the Rolls Royce truck or whatever back, was man. On the field.
You're better than this, man.
I'd rather see Nui with the Brahma Bulls on than I would Hugh out there with that truck. and he was doing the old swag. He was like he was acting, bro.
Damn. Nui, you just over there minding your business and called a stray for the Brahmas, man. You ain't doing nothing. And the Brahmas got you straight.
You know what? While you bull jiving, I looked at him this morning in the closet. The Rock is going to be around in Arlington coming up soon. So, yeah, we're going to break him out. Go.
Travis Kelce got you hyped last night, huh?
Yeah, it was good.
Travis Kelce.
Didn't nobody know who that mayor was. I hate when politicians try to stick their name in the sports game. Let me stop. Just stop.
Why do you do that?
Stop.
All that bulletin board material, man.
Well, they didn't help themselves either. Now. That's true. They didn't help themselves either now. But, you know, running around talking about Burrow Stadium. Then you see my man in the locker room, Jermaine, said, why touch the quarterback?
That is jacked up, man. I understand you mad.
But did you see he tried to go on social media? So the linebacker, after they catch him calling out Asai, he tried to back, well, you guys are trying to post for likes and stuff, and that's how you go do it. Like, no, bro. You know when you walk through, you are on tape. So you sitting up here bad mouthing Joseph Asai, it's gonna be out there.
Yeah.
You don't be sitting up here mad at the media like somebody did you dirty. No, this is what you said.
You did it.
And you want to sit up here and say I'm passionate. Look. I'm this. Apologize.
Yeah, it wasn't a good look. For
apologize.
Him.
You that young man did not. He didn't want to. It happened.
Yeah.
But to sit up there and do it that way and then be mad because you got called out? No, bro.
Yeah. My man got 100 miles per hour over there. Almost broke his dang leg.
Almost knee trying to get in.
Yes.
Michael Parsons called it trash on Twitter. J-Ron Kurtz called it trash, too.
Who?
What Jermaine Pratt had said about Asai.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the call. Because he got to call that. They got to make that.
He already know where I'm going with this.
No. They talked about
it. He was out there almost counting pockets last week.
Where he was.
Who you talking about?
I mean, one of our players watched a press conference, and they was talking about how, hey, take a look at this. All these quarterbacks on their rookie deal, and they lead a team enough money to go around there and, you know, hey, man, hey.
Let's hit a break.
Yeah.
We got a last break we got to do right here on the play. Barry Church, Mike Harrison, he is Danny Craig. I'm Nui Scruggs.
Count
Tostitos. Tostitos.
Make sure you bring
his Tostitos. That's us right here on DallasCowboy.com radio.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. You hear that? I'm a torrential downpour. Torrential? What's that even mean? It means you can't see out of your windshield. And if you have the wrong car insurance, you might have to make it rain to fix your bumper. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
And they snap it to Prescott, who looks right. It's not there. He escapes left. He'll run for a first down.
Just like football, when it comes to crypto, it's important to have a team you can trust. With Blockchain.com, I know I'm in good hands. Since 2011, they've been trusted by millions around the world to buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency.
Prescott's going to run this himself. Run it up the middle, and he scores.
Whether you're new to crypto or an active trader, they've got you covered. What are you waiting for? Get started at blockchain.com.
Want to use what the pros use? How about the official men's skincare brand of the Dallas Cowboys? Jack Black. Right now you can get the Jack Black Starter, a curated collection of Cowboys locker room favorites for just $10 with free shipping. The starter includes four Jack Black skincare favorites plus a full-sized intense therapy lip balm. Go to getjackblack.com/cowboys and use the code word TEAMJB. That's getjackblack.com/cowboys. The Jack Black Starter, $10. Free shipping!
But Smoothie King's original Angel Food and new Angel Food Slim without added sugar. You no longer have to choose between treating yourself and hitting your goals this summer. You don't have to choose between great taste and feeling great. Because at Smoothie King, every blend is made with whole fruits and no syrups. So you can satisfy your cravings without compromise. The only choice you will need to make is which one is best for you. Try our classic Angel Food or the new Angel Food Slim, blended without added sugar. Smoothie King. Rule the day.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to the Players Lounge.
Just steps away from the Dallas Cowboys world headquarters in Frisco, visit the Star District, your destination for excellent dining, premier shopping, and exciting events. Visit thestardistrict.com for more information.
Thank you, Heckman Harris at Barry Church. Mm-hmm. We also got Danny McCray here. I'm Newey Scruggs. So they need a new quarterback coach here. Jeez. Doug Nussmeier's gone. Need an offensive coordinator. Kellen Moore's gone. Need a new running back coach because Skeet Pete is gone. Need an assistant D-line coach because my man Leon Lett is
Big
gone. Your assistant head coach, player development guy, Rob Davis, is out. So
he was a culture coach, wasn't he?
Yep. So lots of moving parts around here. You know what? The culture in the locker room was good.
Yeah.
I mean,
was it good?
I mean, it wasn't like when you had, you know, Jason Garrett going to Duke with DeMarco Murray, Jason.
So we have a culture coach now? Because it was so good.
You know, they was up there.
He gonna take you back to JG. Man was a
all
culture
JG
coach.
Guys gone now. I'm just
saying when his culture was here, you know, yeah, I'm gonna take my favorites to Duke basketball and we gonna sit up and sweet again.
Church was at the house. Church went over there, Edith Crib.
I was over there.
Yeah, you know. Hey, Rod Leary, you sit over there at home while we had this big dinner.
Damn, that was brutal, man. I ain't gonna lie to you. Guys came back. Hey, Ron, how was that dinner, man?
What dinner?
Right. Oh,
they hit him with the Noah Brown and gave his ticket away.
Y'all code work. No, well, you don't need this.
I'm telling you, bro. Yeah, I mean, you got, you know. One quarterback taking out another quarterback. Another quarterback trying to get people to come to the house and hang out. And people like church say, I ain't going to your house. I'm like, that's a different culture. The culture is different, okay? Am I lying? Is the culture a little bit different than you got, JG? Is it a little different?
What I'm saying is he got fired. He's no longer here. I'm saying, but you want to continue to keep the culture good. So what? Like, who's going to take that position now? Because that was McCarthy's guy.
Apparently management doesn't feel that is needed.
Okay. I was trying to figure out why, if he's the culture coach, and
they don't feel management doesn't feel that
is necessary. A
question, because it's gonna be it's gonna bother me if I don't ask it. What is the description of that job? Like what? Like
he was player development, bro, over there, and we already have a player development guy.
Yeah.
And he was McCarthy's player development guy. So. You cannot have two player development guys.
And he also, like this year, he worked with the O-line. Last year, he was over working with the D-line. So he was also involved there. So as a former player and a guy who played in the league and being able to be there around and in the locker room and talking to people and going back to Mike, this is something that I've been studying in my leadership classes here. We look at great leaders. There is somebody that they have around who they lean on and talk to, who's
chain of command stuff.
When I was in Cleveland, Art Modell used to say, "Who's Ernie Adams and what the hell does this guy do? Why am I paying Ernie Adams?" Because I was Belichick's guy. Mm-hmm. And then he ended up going to New England. Same thing. But who's Ernie Adams? Well, I think Bill Belichick has shown you that having this guy around here was something that was positive for him. There's a lot of coaches who have people around who these are my right hand folks. When Barack Obama was in office, he had Valerie Jarrett. I mean, there's people I've seen successful leaders who have folks. Charlie Munger for Warren Buffett. Been able to be with Warren Buffett forever. I think it's all kind of worked out for Warren Buffett. So I don't have an issue with it. The first year here was bad, but since then, what have they had? The most regular season wins? Only Kansas City's got more in the last couple of years here. So what they've wanted here, the guys all talk about the room being a good room. That's something I heard a lot of from Dak Prescott and guys afterwards. So let's see where it goes. But
Keep messing with Dak Prescott, y'all done fired the coach. I'm just telling you. Mm. Y'all gonna start having some problems there. Leave the man alone. Not y'all, but leave him alone, bro. He had a bad game. He had a bad season. He had 17 interceptions. This is still your quarterback. This is still the guy who we all lifted up 2 years ago. We lifted up last year, said he still needs to play better. And then this year, it kind of went south. But he's still a guy, though. He still can do some of the stuff, bro. But, you can't be attacking him left, right, center.
Somebody had to hug up, Kelvin Joseph after everything to keep him,
Keep him right.
Try to keep him right.
He made one of the biggest plays of the game in a playoff game.
So,
should have turned the game around.
So they can,
But what happened?
I don't
know. You and I think I stumped by Philly anyway. It's the better.
We all know what happened after that play.
I look at somebody like Nick
Saban. He didn't like that.
At the University of Alabama, they give Nick Saban the things he wants. So if you got a head coach here and the head coach says, I need this guy, why would you say I don't need this guy? I mean, Jason Garrett said, I need my brothers. They put the brothers on staff.
He did have his whole crew.
I need all my people.
He was littered all over.
Jimmy Johnson had the dudes he needed. Bill Parcells had his guys. So, but
Belichick got his son out there.
Right.
What you doing? Yeah, look at his lips all day.
So my guy with the mullet.
Yeah, man, what is he doing out there?
Fake culture. See, and this will happen. When you're a guy like Bill Belichick, you get a pass on a lot of stuff, man. Because he had Matt Patricia out there calling offense.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
You get a pass.
No. And Joe Judge.
When you're a guy like that, when you got seven, whatever, you get that type of pass.
And he just hired his guy back to be the OC.
He didn't win a championship as the
OC.
It's good for the rest of the league.
But you get it. But for the amount of times that he's won, you get a pass. You might get 8 years of passes before you have that opportunity to say, "Man, wild."
Yeah. Skins on the wall.
Yeah.
As we get out of here, how everybody feel about Nick Sirianni? Year two, going to the Super Bowl. So same way as Doug Peterson, year two took Philadelphia to the Super Bowl. They got something cooking there right now that we.
That's how we're going to end this thing.
I don't know. Listen,
realistically, on the real tip, Philly's going to Super Bowl.
Yeah, they are going.
That's true.
And they probably favored.
They are. They tore it down and two times, and here they are.
And all that mess they was talking about Jalen Hurts at the beginning of the year. I don't know if he the guy. I don't know if he could do it. System guy.
Yeah, he's the best Q in our division.
Yeah, when you figure out how to make the system work and get the players right guy in the system, you can go and go to Super Bowl, right?
Man, that dude make all the plays when they need to be played. He protects the ball. He runs, throws it, put it no matter what. Play injured, play healthy, say the right things, do the right things.
Only quarterback in the NFC, take a team to a Super Bowl. So
everything don't have to be addressed.
I sent in the message.
I heard what you said, too. I heard. Don't think that I didn't hear what you said. I heard what you said, dog.
Wait, say it again. It's
all good. No, I don't know. Say it again. Best quarterback in the NFC. That's a joke.
He is.
Best quarterback in the
NFC. Why? Because he went to the Super Bowl?
No, he was the best quarterback in the NFC.
Okay, because.
No, he that.
He
that. I mean, you give it to him based off of how far he's gone. I mean, he's going to a Super Bowl. I mean, what you can't take that away from.
This is a day right here. This is.
What are you coming?
No, guys. This is a great day.
What I mean, look,
because I can't believe you said that.
He is. He made it to what? I mean, you go off of your experiences. Have NBA behind your name, you're a subject matter expert.
Don't try to take out of it.
This guy has made it to a Super Bowl. He is. He that. Okay. He him.
There we go. Appreciate it.
Come on, Patty. Let's do it. Let's go, Patty.
To quote another Philadelphia artist, but another fight, things ain't right, I'm losing again. Takes a fool to lose twice and start all over again. Think I better let it go. Looks like another love.
Are you a Teddy Pendergrass right now?
Philadelphia's just own.
What's this? Super Bowl, what? 50, what? 57? Yeah. Will feature two black quarterbacks for the first time in Super Bowl?
Who both played high school football in the state of Texas and
that's special.
Played in the Big 12.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go. Black History Month. There we
Shout
go.
Out to them, man. Shout out to them, man.
There we go. There we go.
That's so that's a positive spin.
That's our show. That's our show. Positive heck. We learning from you, baby.
Yeah, y'all foolish. You know what?
All right.
We gotta close, bro. We gotta get right to the end. Almost. You're like Tony Romo. You're like Tony Romo. You got to the end. Right there. That's a great way to end the show. Daniel Craig, Heckman Harrison, Barry Church, Under Resource. That's the players.
Oh, Tony, man.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys? Yeah!